But what, that this food should be chulin, or hachulin, or tuchulin, dein shoich lecho, dein shloyech lecho mutter. Whether you say that this food should be, I should eat it, or whether I should not eat it, it's mutter. You didn't say loshin yisra. You just said this food is chulin. Chulin means it's edible. And then you say, shloyech, that means nothing. If you say shloyech, that means nothing.
Then the Ran explains that this lechur goes according to Rav Meir, that nechlal lav, you do not hear the hain. In other words, he's saying like this. He's saying, like the food that I will not eat, that should be chulin. So the churat smashma though, that the food that you want to eat should not be chulin, should be a kukurvin, and it should be yosa. Still, the price of the ratio says mutter. The churat goes according to Rav Meir. So even though it's smashma that he's saying the food that I'm not going to eat, that should be chulin. So for that, we understand that the food that you do want to eat should be kukurvin, should not be chulin, and it should be yosa. Still, the b'risa goes according to Rav Meir, therefore it's mutter. Then the nusach avon loshen in the b'risa it says is, a person says, la'chulin shoich lecho, it should be la'chulin, so even if you want to say it means lo'chulin, it should not be chulin, what I want to eat from you, the b'risa says, also, it's tak also. So on this, the Ran asks her for kasha, and one shot the Ran takes out the girsa. Alright, a turnover. And one shot is, the Ran takes out this gurus and says it doesn't belong here. Because here it says, if you say la'chulun shech lechor tzosa, the chur that does not go according to Rav Meir. All you said is, it should not be chulin what I want to eat. In other words, what do you mean that's not chulin? So we understand from that, mechla lava tishmayhein, that it should not be chulin, but what should it be? It should be kakorvin. So therefore it says it's also. But the kashrus was saying now this bright that goes according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir doesn't hold from this. Therefore, one shot the Ran says is not to be gerusit. And then he says the Ravid is gerusit, but not to be gerus the word lachulin, but rather lachalin, he says. And that means to say, somebody's saying it should be kachalas toida. So therefore it's also. If you're saying clearly the food should be kachalas toida, that's why it's also. So you have to change the gerus and say, if somebody says lachalin, shoich lecho, then tak it's also. Then the last case of the price is like this. It says, lachulin loyoich lecho mutter. It should not be chulin from the food I do not lo yochel lecho, what I will not eat. Here takritz muta. So Pasha, this is also good according to Rav Meir Shita, that you do not say mechla lav at shemay hein. So since you're saying la chulin, it should not be chulin what I do not want to eat, so it's muta, because you do not say the food should be kakorbin. So Mar explains now, who does this price to go like? Lechura reisha mani, Rav Meir hi. The reisha of this price that goes according to Rav Meir, that even though you're saying chulin, what I would not eat, which is mashma, the food that I want to eat should not be chulin, still it's muta. For tomorrow, so aim a sefer, what does the sefer say? If somebody says la chulin, lo yechul lecho, it should not be chulin, that I do not want to eat, so the b'risa says muta. For tomorrow, v'yotanan, we learned not like that, even according to Rav Meir. V'yotanan, we learned, if somebody says la korbin, lo yechul lecho, that la korban, it should not be a korban what I do not eat. Mashma, what I do eat should be a korban. As Rav Meir oisa, Rav Meir taka said it's osa. And then that goof of the Gemara lady asked the kasha of a kasha, and we have a question on this. I ho les le mechla lavata shemeya hein. The old pshat was saying that Rav Meir does not from this svara. We don't say from the negative, you see the positive. So if so, the person says la korban, it should not be a korban what I do not eat. Why do we take out from that that it means that what you want to eat should be a korban? According to Rav Meir, you don't say mechla lav at shemay hein. And the Gemara answers v'yomer Rabbi Abba, nase koyma la korban yehi. It's as if he's saying la korban yehi. It should be a korban. Lefikach therefore lo yoich lecho. That's what he meant to say. Even though he's saying la korban, it doesn't mean to say it should not be a korban, but rather means la korban yehi. He wants this food to be for korban. And that he says the food that he's not going to eat doesn't mean the food he's not going to eat, but it means to say, lefikach, therefore, le'ech lecho, I will not eat from it. Seich, hochinam, here also, let's say it should mean the same shot according to Rav Meir. That hochikom alei, why don't we say this is what the person means? No, it's a kasha on the end of the b'risa. Why does the b'risa say, if you say, la'chulin, le'ech lecho, it's mutter, why? Why don't we say, what he meant to say is, lo'chulin lehevi, it should not be chulin. He's saying clearly, he does not want this food to be chulin. What does that mean? He wants it to be a korban. And what it means, tend off, is lefikach, therefore, lo yoichu lecho. therefore I will not eat from it. So why does the end of our braisa say it's mutal? According to Ramei, it should be also. So Gemara says, Hai Tana, our Tana of this braisa here, Savulok Ramei b'chodo. He holds like Ramei in one halacha, in the first halacha, that you do not say mechla lavat ha-shemayin. Therefore, if you say chulin, ma she'eni oichlucho, even though it's mashma, the only the food you're not going to eat is chulin, but the food you want to eat should be a korban, still it's mutter. Because we hold like Rameya, you do not say mechla lav from the negative, you see the positive. But the pola galei b'chod, our tana argues on the roda tana. And sovula kavosi, the what? The pola galei b'chod, sovula kavosi b'chod, we hold like Rameya in one prat, the less lay mechla lav atah shemayhen, you do not say that from the negative, you can see the positive. You don't say that. But upola galei b'chorbin b'chorbin, he argues on him in this prat of korbin, that even though the other braisa says, according to Rameya, if you say la korbin le'uchlecho, it means iser, our Tana holds no, according to Rameya, it does not mean iser. It just means there should not be a korbin what you want to eat, so you don't make the dik of mechla lavat ha'shemayhen. If our braisa does not hold like that chiddush. On this Rav Ashi Yom, Rav Ashi says, Hodi Yoma lachulin, v'hodi Yoma uloy lachulin. That there's a difference. Our braisa here, you said the word lachulin, that taker is mutter, we don't make the diak that you want it to be a korban. But over there, the braisa there that says it's also according to Ramez, where you say clearly, loy lachulin. If you say clearly, loy, it should not be chulin, to mashma loy lehevi chulin, elak a korban. Their taker's mashma, what you meant to say is, it should not be chulin, but what then? But it should be a korban. There we say, according to Ramei, it's chayiv, it's awesome. But in our case, we don't say loy. You just say la chulin, hitach, you have to come on to the diik of mechlala vata shmeihen, and according to Ramei, you do not say it, therefore the lochur is that it's muta. Then the Gemara says, right, the Mishnah says, you say loshin tor, or else for tom, and no, it's a pickle, tak, it's awesome. And the Ran explains, that it says Torah doesn't mean Torah is also. Because Tor l'chur is a mashmitz mutter, but also means la Tor means you do not want it to be Tor. But when you say the words v'tomei in the Mishnah or noisa pigul osar, there v'tomei doesn't mean not tomei, but you mean to say directly this kika should be tomei. Therefore, we say you're putting an isra upon it. You mean tasra. That's why it's osar. Now the Gemara says boi rami bachoma. Rami bachoma asked a question like this: what's going to be if somebody says hare yolai? Somebody has, let's say, bread or food in front of him, and he's saying he wants this food to be also like the meat of a korban shlomim after you already made the zrikas adam. Now the halacha is by a korban shlomim that is called shekalim, that after the kohen makes the zrikas adam, the bosar is muta b'achila, and the yisa kodshim goes off it, and anybody's allowed to eat it now. So right now this meat does not have a nisa hegdish on it. So what's the locha? If you say your bread should be also like this piece of meat, do we say since now the piece of meat is mutter, there's no isa neder, or else no, still it's also. So Gemara says, what's the case? The Gemara says, m'idikomar, tahadin lishnifing to say this lashon itself. That you just saying the piece of bread should be also to you, like a piece of meat. Now, the piece of meat is not in front of you. You're just saying, like a piece of meat of shlomim, after zrikas damim, for the Gemara beheterakor matvis. Such a loshin for sure means it's heter. Like, if you say, like a piece of meat after zrikas damim, like a piece of meat, the piece of meat has no isser on it. See, if so, for sure, it should be mutter, there's no hatfasa, but dover also. Like, that can't be his question. So therefore the Gemara says, Elo, what is the question? To go in the mochis, bosa, zivche, shlomim. He has a piece of meat of bosa, shlomim in front of him. True, it's after zrikas damim. But that piece of meat is here. O mochis tetera gabei. And he has another piece of meat that's heter. And the Omar, the person says like this now, zekizeh. He wants this piece of meat that's mutter to become like the other piece of meat. So now the question, what does the person mean to do? The ikroi ko matvis, is he being matvis an ikar of the neder of this bosa shlomin? Even though true, now that it's after zrikas damim, you're allowed to eat it, but I call upon him, it has the same shlomim on it. And lechatchila at the beginning, the shlomim was also because of a nidre hegdish. Therefore, when you want to be matvis now and say this piece of meat should be like that, you mean the ikar, the origin of this piece of meat. which was Shlomim before. So you mean to answer it with the Issa Korban of Shlomim? Oi, maybe no. Be'atero kamatfis. No, right now, Lamaisa, this piece of meat, you're allowed to eat. This boss of Shlomim, it's after Zrika, the Issa Kotchim went off it. You don't mean to be matfis what was there before, but rather the way it is right now, since right now it's mutter, there's no Issa. That's the question. And this the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Rava says, Toshim, I'll come and bring a proof. Says in the Mishnah, somebody says the piece of meat or bread should be like Noiser or should be the pigle. So the law is that it's Asa. For the Gemara of a Noiser or pigle,